This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Jackie the Joke Man Marley, you remember him from the Howard Stern Show. He's written a book. He's been a comedian forever. He will be in New Hope, Pennsylvania this Saturday, Saturday, October 13th at the Raz Room, the Clarion Inn and Suites, 6426 Lower York Road, right there in the heart of New Hope. What a great area. For tickets, 888-596-1027. That's 888-596-1027. Or go to the rrrazroom.com. Jackie, welcome back to Philly, brother.
Thank you, man. It's going to be a great show. My good friend Rich Harkaway, urologist by day and comedian by night, is the opening act. And I've been there about seven times, and it's just a great, great little room, and we really kick ass. I can't wait.
The last time we had you on the show was last year when your book, The Joke Man Bow to Stern, came out. And I for anybody who hasn't read that yet or picked it up, it's still available on Amazon. I am a huge reader. I'm not a huge reader, but I got to say, this book was fascinating. Your early stories were great, and of course, you know, being a huge Howard Stern fan growing up with Howard, your stuff with that was also...
I really appreciate that. You know, the feedback has been incredible, and I actually had enough for 2 books. It was like Sophie's choice trying to decide what to put in and what not to put in, so I don't know if I'm going to put out a volume 2, but volume 2 is the same as the first one, except completely different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great Stern stories, great early stories. So, you know, speaking of Stern, me and Billy West, you know, the voice guy from Stern,
of course,
and Stuttering John, the three of us sat with 4 cameras on us and took 3 hours of free-form conversation that we hope is going to get sold pretty soon. It was... If you're a Stern Show fan, it was pretty wild and pretty great.
Oh, my God. I love this, that all the guys... Let's be honest. The Howard Stern Show at its best was when it was you and Howard and Robin and Fred and Billy West. I mean, it seemed to be such a short period of time. It was only like 3 or 4 years that you five were all together, but it was the great, like, that's the reason I got into radio was sitting on the school bus listening to you guys every morning just bust each other's balls. I thought it was
I'm glad. You know, I was up like 18 years altogether, and every day was as much fun as the last day. You know, the only reason I left is I wanted more money. I wasn't unhappy. I mean, I wish I could have got some sleep, but God, it was so much fun all the time. And I, you know, lately, trying to get some interest to people going to my gigs, I've been posting. Like today, I posted on Twitter a picture of the First Wives Club, which is my wife, Gary's wife, Howard's wife, John's wife, and Fred's wife, all sitting at a table at Howard's birthday show,
oh,
like,
man.
1988. It's a great picture.
Oh, that is awesome. Is that at Jackie the Joke Man on Twitter?
No, it's at Jackie Martling, JACKIEMARTLING. I tweet jokes every day at 4:20, and I keep adding hundreds and hundreds because, like me and John the other day, we went on Opie's show. Opie's got a Westwood One
podcast, yeah.
And I, you know, and I do Anthony sometimes, and I do Mark Simone, and I do Q104. Every time I do radio, I get a couple hundred more Twitter followers. So it's really interesting. And I just love Philly. You know, I work Philly all the time. I work the Parks Casino, and I work the rooms around there. And the Raz Room is just a great one in New Hope. You know, it's a gentle, hippie, artsy area.
Yep.
And,
well, Philly,
it's success.
Philly for the Stern, like, that was your first syndicated city, and you guys, I would dare say that you guys at one point may have been bigger in Philadelphia than you were in New York, because
not really, but almost. I mean, we were really kicking ass, and you know, it's funny. I was headlining in Philadelphia in 1979. Like 7 years before the Stern Show got near Philly. You know, I used to go on John DeBella's show, and I used to work the Comedy Works and the Comedy Factory Outlet and Bananas and Andy Scarpati's Comedy Cabaret, all those places. Man, we had so much fun and just used to really kick ass. I used to go on WMR all the time. And then years later, here I am on the Howard Stern Show, and we're attacking DiBella, you know.
Some of the greatest radio ever. Hey, so I got to ask you, with your... Oh, by the way, Jackie will be at in New Hope, Pennsylvania, the Razz Room, Clarion Inn and Suites, this Saturday night, 8 p.m., this Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets, 888-596-1027, or I'm sure jokeland.com has all the info there. So I got to ask you, so when the book came out last year, was there any blowback from the Stern camp on anything about...
No blowback at all. Gary said he read the book. You know, nobody really commented. You know, they play their cards very close to their best because they're all afraid. But I honestly have no idea if Howard read the book, saw the book, heard about the book, like this, but with the book, I have no idea. I don't care. But it was fun, and everybody loved it. And it was gentle. I didn't...
You wanted to get your side of the story out there. You know what I mean? Because for one, you know, for fans like myself, they only heard the Howard Stern side of it, where he was like, Jackie needed more money, and Jackie, you know, left because, you know, he... But you tell a kind of a different story.
The thing is that him, you know, he's got 12 million people yell at me for being cheap, and meanwhile he's making $30 million a year, and I'm asking for a little bit more money, and I'm cheap. It's his show. It's good to be king. You know, it's his right. You know, it's my right to ask for more money. It's his right to say no. It's that simple. So
you've been doing comedy since the early 70s, right?
I'm coming up on my 40th year. Oh. I started late. I started when I was 31 years old. My official comedy anniversary is January 1979, so I'm coming up on 40. Jesus Christ, 40 years.
How has comedy changed, in your opinion, like through the...
Not only has comedy not changed, my jokes haven't changed. I just rotate the audience. You know, I'm doing the same crap, you know, it's still funny.
Yes.
Now, of course, I'm not doing the same jokes, but I'm doing jokes. I've always just done jokes. I don't alter it for anybody. I don't go easier, crazier, dirtier, less dirty. You know, I start out not quite as dirty as I end up each night. You know, yeah. I start a little gentler and get a little crazier as we go along. But it's, you know, it's fun. It's a fun ride. If you want to laugh, you come out and you laugh. You don't learn anything. You know, I got no political views.
Yes.
I don't care about anything. You know, I just talk about women and poop.
That's such a refreshing, because every comedian I feel now has taken a page out of Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, and they want to have some sort of political message.
You know, take all the political comedians and put them in a canyon so the rest of us can stand on the rim of the canyon and piss on them. I just don't care.
Yeah, like it seems like they care more about applause than they care about laughs. And
all I care about is if you laugh so hard it sounds like I just punched you in the gut, then I succeed. You know, I don't want to applaud or nod your head and say, geez, aren't you intelligent? You know, because I'm not intelligent. I'm very smart, but I'm not intelligent. Ha! Right, listen, I'm going to do some plugs, and I got to go in. I got another job in 14 months. Believe it or not, 40 years ago January, when I started in comedy, I started my X-rated joke line.
Uh-huh.
516-9221.
That's right, yeah.
It's still going. If you dial right now, 516-922-9463, you'll hear jokes and you'll hear a plug. You know, back in the early 80s, Rick Dees in Los Angeles gave out that number and told everybody it was Tom Selleck's home phone number. and he used to go nuts. So, and anybody likes jokes, if you want to get on my mailing list, you get jokes in the email for free, jokeland@AOL.com. You find a list of where I'm working, and you get 30 jokes, and you also get jokes for kids. And all kinds of crap. I'm never gonna stop doing this. You know, what am I gonna do?
You're a legend, Jackie Martling. This Saturday night,
I tell everybody that says that legend just transfers. It just translates to old. I'm not gonna accept that. But I mean it well, and I appreciate it.
Fair enough. This Saturday night, October 13th, the Razz Room, Clarion Inn and Suites, 6426 Lower York Road, New Hope, Pennsylvania. For tickets, 888-596-1027. Jackie Martling, thank you so much, my friend.
All right. If you know Rich Harkaway, come out and support him. And if you didn't hear anything that he just said, go to JoeClan.com, and I'll talk to you next Philly gig.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye, man.
See ya.
Thank you.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.